lot of young people. We got up to a lot of things, of course, but the three sides, the agricultural side, we had, from a boys' point of view, cattle judging. You had a lot of the social side, of course. The girls ran balls and the men ran, the members ran balls and bells of the ball, and we had some social events where the picnic sort of areas, we'd have, egg and spoon races and sack races and those sort of things, and created our own fun.
So was there much romance to be found within the club?
Yes, the social side was very active, I might say, and many of my friends became married, actually, because of their meetings. I can still remember three of us going to the Royal Melbourne Show and winning an award down there for cattle judging. And the members that I met later on in life, through agricultural or politics or local government from all over the state, become friends for life. Yes, it developed leadership in so many ways. The recognition of a group of people that had character and was recognised within the community actually helped a lot of people in life.
Were women allowed to be involved in the young farmers movement?
They more than ran half it. Very much a mixed group and. Very much so.
Hi, I'm Sally G. I'm the daughter of Jack Vinyl.
So what was it like for a young woman joining the Young Farmers? Was it a mostly sort of male-dominated place at the time?
No, it wasn't. And it never really was. It was all equal respect, equal role-playing in positions in the club. I remember going to many meetings in Yanar where I would have to do two trips to the hall with people, strangers, ringing me up saying, can you come and pick up my 16-year-old daughter? And I didn't know them at all. So people trusted Young Farmers because we stood for respect, and it was a wonderful time of our lives.
The Yanar Young Farmers disbanded in the early 1990s. And when you started organising this reunion, you mentioned to me that you had no idea that there were any Young Farmers groups still operating in Gippsland. But we do have someone sitting next to us right now. Her name is Crystal Clark, and she actually set up the Young Farmers group in South Gippsland about 4 years ago.
Right, hi guys, I'm Crystal Clark from Prewong. I'm just turned 21 and I've been in Young Farmers for a year. I must have started when I was 19. We've got four main people running it at the moment. It'd be nice to have at least 30 to get beside us, and it wouldn't be always the same people pushing for different things and giving up their time when, you know, there's CFA commitments and other things going on as well. So
why should people get involved?
To have fun and meet new people and get out there and help the community out where you can, because at the moment there's not enough people driving the community and it's just getting bigger and bigger down our area. It'd be nice to get a lot of the local schools involved if we can get members, like I said, ages 16 to 30, and if we get members down there we can, you know, be able to do more events and put some money back into the schools and the community again, like that we've been planning on doing. So it'd be really good to get more members in on that side of things too.
Jack, we're standing here with Crystal Clark. Now, you're one of the oldest and founding members of the Young Farmers Movement here in Victoria, and Crystal Clark is one of the newest members. What do you think of young people continuing the tradition of the Young Farmers Movement today?
I think it's great that they're still going. I think there's a big place for someone like the Young Farmers Movement, and it's great character building, and it develops young people into responsibility, you know, in their own lives to take on other things.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of challenges there today, more than in our day, and I think there's a greater need for a group like that to probably reform.